A person by the name of Abdul Rahman ibn Maljam, the assassinator of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, comes to Hazrat Ali to borrow his camel. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu lends his camel. And Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu makes a statement also that this is the person that will assassinate me. People asked him, "Oh Amirul Mu'mineen, then why are you lending him your camel? Why don't you apprehend him?" Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says his case is with Allah. That night Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes out. And when he looks at the night, and he says that هَذِهِ اللَّيْلَةُ لَيْلَةُ الْمَوْعُودَةِ, that this is the night on which I have been promised by the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu leaves, going to the masjid. Hazrat Hassan says, "I was a little distance away. He walked very fast, and I saw Abdul Rahman ibn Maljam come, and he struck my father on his head, exactly how the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam described it. And the blood oozed out of the wound, exactly how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam described it. And his entire beard was filled with his blood, exactly as the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had described it." Respected and dear friends, the important thing is, Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that when I had come there, as Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu had come to the ground, then I heard my father say, "Fuztu wa Rabbil Kaaba," I have been successful, Qasam of Allah, who is the Lord of the Kaaba. So they, Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu's father, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, undoubtedly he had accepted shahadat as a mode of success. Once somebody asked him the ayat of the Quran, مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَهَدُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِيرُ. Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks about those believers who had made a mu'ahada with Allah. And brothers, when we say La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we basically imply that we will fulfill the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will live in the obedience of Allah, in the pattern and in the tariqah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When a sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he had said La ilaha illallah, like how we made an ahad with Allah, like how we had made a pledge and a promise with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sahaba also made a pledge and a promise. But they pledge and they promise is, "Oh Allah, we will fight for your deen till the day we leave this world." That is the difference between us and Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Allah bears testimony to this in this ayat of the Quran. مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَاهَدُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِيرُ. Then the Sahaba were in two groups now. There was one group of Sahaba who had fulfilled the covenant and the pledge. People asked Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu the interpretation of this ayat of the Quran Kareem. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu responded, and he said that this refers to those who have become shaheed in the path of Allah. That they made a covenant, they made a pledge with Allah, that we have brought iman, and we will fight for the deen of Islam till the day we leave this world. And وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ. And there are those who are waiting like ourselves. We are waiting to give our lives for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected and dear friends, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had given their lives for the sake of Allah, and for them martyrdom, shahadat was something that was matloob, it was aspired, it was desired for Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. To this extent we find in a hadith of Mishkat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated that that person mamata ala firashihi, that person that leaves this world, he dies on his bed. And that person did not make jihad, he did not fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, walam yuhaddith bihi nafsa, and he did not speak to himself regarding jihad fi sabilillah. In other words, never did the occasion arise that he made a niyat that if it so happens that I will fight in the path of Allah, then I will go out and fight. He doesn't speak to himself. And let us in this Mubarak night, in this Mubarak majlis, in the masjid of Allah, in the house of Allah, let us also make this intention, inshallah, if and when the occasion arises, we will give our lives for the sake of Allah, inshallah. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, if you haven't done that much, then mata ala shu'batin nifaq, that that person has died on a breach, on a branch of hypocrisy. It doesn't mean that person became a munafiq, but what it means is he's a hypocrite to the kalima that he has read. Because one of the taqaza, one of the requisite of the kalima is that a person goes out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence, respected and dear friends, in a nutshell, we may not be able to have that energy and that courage to go out and fight in the battlefield, because perhaps we will not die shaheed, we perhaps will die of shock. Hence, if that also we cannot do, but at least this much, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he says, man jahada nafsahu fi ta'atillah, let us make jihad with our own nafs. Let us break our own desires. Let us break what our own wants, our own whims and our own fancies. And let us fulfill the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us make this Muharram the turning point of our lives. Turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. Let us fulfill all the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us leave those major sins, let us leave those minor sins. Let us make that hijrat that this hadith speaks about also. Let us turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Undoubtedly life is very, very short. Tomorrow we will all be in our qabr. Tomorrow we will be all facing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected and dear friends, if we start the process and we make tawbah, and this is a very important issue also. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, At-tawbah to i'tiraf. What is tawbah? Let us admit our sins. Let us admit our wrongs that we are breaking the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us turn towards Allah and continuously ask Allah for forgiveness. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi addresses this issue also. The issue of tawbah and istighfar. One is this, that a person is involved in a sin. And that person, because of circumstances, cannot leave the sin. If we take an example, not to speak ill of any other individual, like for example, a person is in riba, he is involved in riba, and he cannot come out of riba overnight, he is involved in that, then that person should continuously make istighfar. He should continuously ask Allah for forgiveness. So long as he does it with the truth of his heart, with the bottom of his heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will relieve him. Allah will take him out of those circumstances. One is our irada, our intention. And one is the irada and the intention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When our intention is pakka and the irada of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the two iradas meet, respected and dear friends, then with Allah's irada, Allah created this whole earth. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could do this, Allah will change our conditions, Allah will change our situations. So let us, brothers, those of us who have kept roza today, let us continue the roza tomorrow, the 10th. If you are unable to keep the roza today, let us try and keep the roza tomorrow, and then the next day on Sunday, let us fast only for the sake of Allah. In the hadith, it comes after the month of Ramadan, the best rozas in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the month of Muharram. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this occasion, Allah has given us this chance for us to ponder, for us to reflect, for us to take stock of ourselves, for us to change our lives, turn the direction of our life, and inshallah, if we begin to change, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for us. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, may Allah ta'ala give us the ability, may Allah ta'ala change our halat and conditions. Let us make dua, brothers.